yeah. thing, this Instagram crackers thing. Why doesn't anybody take out billboards anymore?
Or don't ask
how
me.
How about the side of a bus? We would look great on the side of a bus.
Yeah, we would. Yeah, we would. I can't hear my voice. Can you hear your voice?
I can hear your voice.
Oh, good.
I can kind of hear my voice.
Okay. Well, I'll just think my headphones are off.
Just think of what I'm saying.
I'll think.
Your hair like $20. Oh, my God. Are we on the...
All right, let's try this. Welcome to the broadcast. We're so glad to be here. We're thrilled.
We'll be your hostesses with the mostesses.
For...
The broadcast. Can you hear yourself now?
No, I can't hear myself.
Genuinely shouting.
Oh, there I am.
Oh.
That was me.
Color-coded for
now
her pleasure.
Now I hear it. Beautifully. Oh. Beautifully. Beautiful. I am Ann Filson.
And I am Nancy Filson.
And together we are the famous Filson sisters.
I feel like I should be hearing lightning striking. Thunder.
Fireworks.
Can fireworks make a sound?
Sure, they make like a pop.
I don't want it to sound like an old Western.
Oh, what if it was like, what are those whistling Dixies, you know, that are like.
Okay,
that's kind of nice.
I don't know. We digress.
It's
catchy. Every time we do the show, I think another way we can make it better.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do.
We grow. It's a growth mindset.
We're growers, all right. We're growers, not showers.
Yes.
Speaking of. All right, go
back to it. You think you're hearing double because you are.
Come again?
We are a sister act.
A dynamic duo.
Identical twin sisters.
Since birth.
And it's fun. People can't tell us apart. Oh. And we're not bothered by it. We've embraced it. We love it.
I think it's fun.
If you'd like to see the confusion and understand what all the fuss is about for all these years, you can go find us on Instagram at the Famous Filson Sisters. We're on Facebook at the Famous Filson Sisters. I don't know if we're anywhere else. It just says Ann and Nancy.
They don't know what's left.
They don't know which is which.
Is it their left or is it our left?
You know what I'm saying? It's the age old question.
It's all about perspective.
Is it left? Is it right?
When you're an identical twin sister since birth, you get used to this.
Yes. And you enjoy it.
I've enjoyed it.
If you were gone, I'd miss you terribly. I'd miss you so much.
Thanks for letting me know.
There'd be a hole in my heart.
Oh, she's really opening up today.
I am. I feel very close to this audience.
Okay, look. If our name sounds familiar to you all,
yes.
We are those Filsons of the Filson family.
Filbert Fortune of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It's us. We're a rich couple of nuts.
It was a fortune built on nuts, which makes us a rich couple of nuts. You know what? I don't know who's really a nut around here.
Tell me.
You are a nut. God, I love this girl. How did I get so lucky?
I am truly the luckiest all my life to be next to this one.
You are a nut.
Beautiful and delightful.
Who are we talking about now?
Could be our father.
Phil Filson, God rest his soul. He said, my beautiful identical twin daughters.
Yeah, don't rest.
He set us down.
He set us on
one
his lap.
On each knee. He couldn't tell us apart.
Nobody could. It was hilarious.
Yeah. He would say, hey, you two, don't rest on your nuts.
Yeah, do something.
Go out there. Because we're very, very wealthy. Thank you, Susan.
Yeah,
he says, go out there and make a difference in the world. Don't just sit on your laurels.
And that's why we have a podcast now.
Yeah.
Yeah, or a radio show.
It's the broadcast.
We're on the way to it. Oh, look it.
But don't you think the broadcast podcast has such a nice little name?
I think it sounds so great.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
It sounds modern. Very modern, which reminds me of our topic today.
Modern. Oh, yeah.
Modern masculinity.
We'll get to that.
I jumped ahead.
Tell us about what we are.
Because I'm excited. Well, what... You were here on Vashon Island making a difference
once again, the broadcast. We keep coming back.
If you're listening out there in the big world, Vashon Island is an insane little place. It's a very small island. Well, it's not that small. But it's got very few people and they're all spread out. So it's like you're in Iceland or you're in the 1920s. It's not anything like the rest of the world is today. So we don't live here. God forbid.
No.
But we visit frequently.
We own a lot of property here. In fact, we're busily purchasing most of Vashon Island. And that should be really fun when we actually own the whole
thing. Looking at Misty Isle right now.
Yeah.
It's kind of small.
It's a lot of wood.
Yes.
A lot of woods.
500 acres. Is it worth it? And then there's the big factory we're looking at too.
Speaking
to bring
of factory,
our pantyhose
we don't drive. We usually
operation.
Just tip top straight off the ice chip block down here. And we get dropped off at the VOV studios where we are right now.
Speaking
at 101.9, Voice of Vashon, KVSH. And after the show, like we plan every time, but we always have to skedaddle. We always want to just have a little post-show, nosh at the Cheesecake Factory.
We still haven't found it.
I don't know. Maybe that's what should go in at the Misty Isles.
That's a great idea. It's a really good idea.
This is idea number two, and already we're like in 2 minutes into the show. God, I am on fire today.
Are you writing this down, Jeff?
Jeff, our assistant, G-E-O-F-F. It's the homosexual spelling. He's always paying attention, except for when he's supposed to be paying attention.
God, this guy. Tonight's topic on the broadcast.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Modern masculinity. The family man, : is he an endangered species? Subtitle, why bother, brother?
I got this one on the way over. Subtitle, beards, balls, and beers.
Oh.
Semicolon.
I love an alliteration.
Do you like that?
Beards.
Balls. And beers.
And beers.
With the semicolon in front. Because you use two.
Comma brother. Put another one in. Add another B.
I love it.
Thank
you. We could
do
this show over and over.
We could do it a full alliteration show.
My whole life, I feel like I've been doing a show on men. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, do I?
I think I don't even have to finish the sentence.
No.
Yeah, it's even telepathic.
Oh boy, do I, sister.
Anyway,
from our youngest days, I think we had our first double date. We were 9.5 years old. We have always been into younger men. Jeremy and Jeff were two.
Jeff? Sure?
Jeremy? No,
Jeremy with an O too.
Jeremy,
no, that
and
was trouble.
It was a J, but it wasn't Jeff. You're
anyway,
right.
Anyway, later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get back to the show.
All right, here we are.
God, I miss him.
Stick around.
Them.
Because it's an intriguing topic, and if you think it's not, you're wrong. We'll talk.
Either way.
First things first, what are we wearing today? Nancy, you look beautiful.
Thank you.
When your
identical twin sister says you look great, you know you look pretty good.
Yes.
Huh?
Well, it takes
mirror,
one to know
mirror
one.
Mirror on the wall. Who's the most beautiful identical twin sisters of them all?
The two of us, the famous Filson sisters.
Yes.
You look great. Tell us what you're wearing. Or shall I?
Well, you can describe it, but I want to say that
I'll
we're having...
I'll describe it.
Describe it, but don't despise it. You know why? Because
why?
She'll say, that reminds me of the pair of earrings I have. And then I'll say, well, they're yours.
The beauty of sharing a boudoir.
This is how much we fight.
Yeah.
Why don't you
always,
tell me what
always
I'm wearing?
With love, though.
But don't forget this because I love this. Isn't it called a froggy?
A frog button. Frog clasp.
Yeah.
A very oriental style closure in this keyhole. And the dress is very tropical. And we just got back from a trip. We literally just flew in. So we didn't have time to change. But she's got like a turquoise with shades of emerald and moss green and some touches of white for highlight.
It's kind of like an empire sleeve.
I wouldn't know what to, like a bell, like a blue bell, and then the keyhole in the neck with the pretty little dots at the bosom.
Thanks.
Great dress. You look gorgeous. And the earrings are to die for.
And
they're
you
very
also
tribal.
Are wearing some unseasonably tropical garb.
Thank you for noticing.
But with a black, black is the predominant color there.
Yeah, it's the background,
I feel like
I'd
you're
say.
Sad today, but it's probably
no,
the
because
weather.
I think it's chic.
And then you've got the hot pinks, more turquoise, just like mine. Really picking up the colors in my gown, too.
Yes.
I also love this little stay that is very quintessential Anne Filson.
Yeah.
Under the bosom. Stay, bosom, stay.
I wish I wore a bra that gave me a bit more lift, though.
Oh.
Do you know?
I think you're fine.
Look at if they were there.
Hey, since birth, okay?
Oh, you're so sweet.
You look
you're
good.
So
anyway,
sweet.
We had no time whatsoever to change during our transatlantic flight over to Vashon.
It's not balmy here.
Thank you, Dr. Reichman, for those blackout pills.
They help so much.
Tell them about our just coming back from our biannual personal care tour.
Our first stop, we went to a luxury resort in Tanzania where they specialize in teeth whitening.
You do look
you
good.
Can get your teeth whitened front and back. A lot of places in the United States won't do the back because they say, why bother?
Back
and I say, what do you know?
Yeah.
I want the back of
we're
as white
as the
front.
We're big laughers, too.
We're very big laughers.
The guffawing, and you open up your head like a Pez dispenser.
And you need to...
You need to whiten in the bag.
Come on.
Don't
do half the job if it's worth doing. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like when you have a plaid caftan and the plaids don't match up at the seam.
Oh.
Ugh.
No,
give me a break.
No, thank you. Yeah. Some of my dirty words are
the other great thing is that at the teeth whitening resort, they also give pedicures at the same time, which is nice.
Unbelievable.
Two birds, one hot stone.
I love it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Next up was a visit to our good friend, Sir Richard Branson, his private residence on Necker Island in the Caribbean.
So gorgeous.
So, you know, whichever way you swing.
Beautiful.
This was obviously named after all the wealthy necked folks who pop in for a little nip and tuck before Thanksgiving. Get rid of that little turkey waddle at the Necker Island. It was lovely.
Beautiful.
And finally, ending our me time for just a little maintenance at the Honolulu's Hyman House.
Yeah, it's a great place.
Very discreet.
And excellent cocktails.
And they take down payments.
And they do layaway, which I think is very nice.
That's awesome.
Well, We're back. We're glad to be back in town. We certainly didn't care for the boat ride over here. I don't know how you people on this island put up with it, or any other island for that matter. So we do have a new approach. We're going to take the Northwest Air Care helicopter off of the island because it's much more direct and it's simple.
We're good actresses. We feign some sort of...
And I'll tell you what, we probably need something. We get
really
to the hospital,
dangerous ailment
something.
That we have
we'll
that they can't take care of here with the duct tape and natural glue.
Yes.
Yeah, we want to get off on the island. Anyway,
Hi, Engineer Susie.
Choo-choo. Hi there.
Welcome. We have missed you.
I have missed you.
Susan, you haven't been with us for the last few shows. What gives?
I know, I've had to find laughs elsewhere.
Look at
such a trial.
Susan's ensemble matches the room and our. I mean,
I walked in and I didn't even know that she was sitting there.
It's so elegant. We great minds think alike. What'd you have for lunch, Susan?
Do you really want to know?
Come on,
boy.
Here we go. Right. Every time we ask her, she pretends like it's the first time we ask.
Anything good on it? Was it at least an interesting
blue cheese?
That's good.
All right, that's fattening and stinky.
That's right.
Any like seeds and nuts?
No.
Just the blue cheese and vegetables.
Did you dine alone?
Kale, lots of kale.
Oh boy.
I did dine alone.
Was it in a jar or in a bowl?
Don't tell me it was in a jar,
It was
Susan.
In a box.
A box?
Because
did you
I got
order
it from somewhere other than, was takeout. Yeah,
takeout.
A takeout salad.
Oh,
and I ate it at the laundromat. I know, that's not an experience you've
it's getting
ever
worse.
Had.
The image you painted for me. I am intrigued.
It sounds like an after-school special.
Yes.
Susan at the laundromat with a blue cheese salad.
Salad box. Whoa. Salad boxing with Susan. That could be a fun show.
I do like it.
I love that.
That sounds nice.
She could talk about the different salads.
Balls and beers. And salad boxing with Susan. Yeah, it's a sequel.
I like it.
Write it down, Jeff.
Anyway.
Okay. A quick word from our new sponsor, Stiff & Sure.
Love them.
Want to feel confident your coiffure?
You're close. Yeah.
Is in its rightful place from the boardroom to the bedroom for up to 72 hours. Be sure with Stiff & Sure. It's as easy as pie. Just tightly cover your airways and spray. Set it and forget it. Plus, try their new line of nail polish, hard and fast. You won't believe the difference.
I know, we didn't. Hey,
let's introduce our guest. We do have one today, guys. And if you follow us on social media, you've been ogling his adorable picture all afternoon. He's a cutie patootie. We have with us today.
Wait, I want to play this particular song.
Well, I was going to try to stretch my sentence out as long as I could.
Oh, yeah, cutie patootie.
This very afternoon at the Voice of Vashon Studios in beautiful Vashon Island.
Do you love this song? We looked up your era of birth, and we triangulated with any songs about men, and this is what came up.
When you were like a young buck.
I kind of did the same thing with the song I brought in.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
it's
that.
It's 1977. What is it 76 or so?
Well, 75. This is
90.
But
what? That was?
Well, you were a young man. Yeah, the Salt and Pepper and Vogue. You remember that hit? What a man. What a mighty good man.
That wasn't from 1976?
No.
Did you ever actually say his name? I was too busy worried about the
song.
Folks,
we have with us today a handsome Northwestern white male who goes by two first names, Matt Lawrence.
Applause. Thank you, Susan. He's a fellow so nice. They named him twice. Matt Lawrence. And you know what?
Two first names.
I always think about this whenever I'm in good company with folks with two first names, like Katy Perry.
Ricky Martin.
Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Moby Dick. Amazing. Are you any relation to Lawrence of Arabia?
That's my nickname.
Oh!
Yeah. How'd you earn that?
Right.
The Lawrence part.
Ah, sure. Matt, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Have you ever been on the? I want to say, have you ever been on the broadcast before?
No.
it's the first time for all of us, and I think that's special. We're always going to remember this day.
I will.
Don't you think so?
Yeah. I already have it.
Monumental. Feels monumental.
He brought a piece of wood in. I won't forget it easily.
We're here to talk about a very favorite subject: men and modern men. Modern masculinity. What makes a man modern? And are you he? Are you him?
I also don't.
Are you the man that is modern?
We want you to be sure that this is not a Breeze versus Boxes kind of show.
Yeah.
No.
We're going deep.
Take your time to explain the very essence of yourself. I mean, we do have that time, right?
We have that time.
Yeah.
And there's not much there, so.
Is it okay? Because this is a very manly thing to do.
Yeah.
And also pre-alcoholics are really into just chatting while they have a drink.
You what want do you a drink?
Think about? I was thinking we could have a sip.
Let's pour a drink.
While he tells us about Matt and Moss.
I brought something for us while you're thinking that. This is a bottle of whiskey that looks like a bottle of cologne. And that's I grabbed it, because to me, it's so manly. It's called Collingwood. And it's toasted maplewood, mellowed, handcrafted, blended Canadian whiskey. I actually think that this packaging is elegant.
Do you?
I think it's so chic.
We don't dissent on too many subjects, but I think if it was a cut glass crystal,
it's
like
very
a really
chic.
This
I don't
know. Is come on.
That's a little.
It's plastic.
It's so chic.
It's plastic.
It looks just like
Japon
Noir.
You're not understanding it. It's just like Draco.
That's what we wore.
Yeah, that's what we wore.
Speaking of 1993.
That's what you wore. Mm-hmm. There it is. I'm
no,
take
I,
w- a picture,
I was obsession.
I
was
obsession.
You can,
oh
what
my
you
god!
Did for men,
if we can start here and just ask, like, does it make you manly when you wear cologne? Does cologne make you manly?
I wonder what my mom thought about me wanting to wear cologne when I was like 13.
I bet she thought pew.
Well, maybe not. Maybe it was a benefit.
I can't open the whiskey.
Let
me get that for you.
Oh, number one. There we got it. There.
That's tricky. I don't know what the trick is.
Oh, look. I don't think he can get the booze
yes,
open.
Yes, he can.
He's wedging it between his knees as we speak.
He's still trying to open
it. Oh, look at that. Oh.
I shimmied it off.
Disappointing. It was a false top and
she
everything.
She has greasy hands. Her palms are always just slightly moist,
moist
as well.
Slightly moist.
Ladies, would you like it neat?
Yes.
Yes.
That's our only option. So.
You can dip that
Susan,
Milky
a little
Weba.
Whiskey?
Could go with your kale.
Yeah.
Kale's what ails ya.
Kale.
I also brought some beers in as well.
Oh,
you had mentioned
manly.
Something about beers and brought and beers.
And the others.
So if there's room, if there's time and room, we can try those too.
Absolutely.
Right.
Okay.
I'm in for trying things.
Good.
Cheers.
Yes. That, oh. Jeez. Wow. Wow. That's a firm grip. I know he got the bottle open. Let's sip.
Oh, I don't care for that. I do not care for that.
Oh.
It tastes as much like cologne as it looks.
That is weird. How did they mess that up?
Mm. This was not a cheap bottle of whiskey either. Oh, that is very bad.
I feel like we have a hysterectomy all over again.
Oh.
You know those cheap chocolate-covered cherries that you get like in a in a little cellophane bag, welcome to the Hilton kind of thing. That's what
you know what?
It's
got like the aftertaste of aspirin.
That's the kind of place that rolls up peonies and puts them in the form of roses.
Oh, don't
get me started about
don't
that.
Don't even get me started. Oh, we were staying at a rustic hotel. They called it historic. It was a historic hotel on another island in the Northwest, up in the Orcases, up in the San Juans.
Oh, the Orcases.
And I put on the robe, and I headed down to the community bathroom. First of all, no thank you.
Look,
shared bathroom?
We rented the whole building, and still the bathroom is down the hall.
I stuck my hand in the pocket of the bathroom, and I pulled out some other lady's underpants.
And they were not in the shape of a rose anymore.
It
they
was
more like a
one of the most horrifying experiences of my life. And I called down, and I said, I just found a pair of underpants in the bathrobe. And they said, we'll send you up another robe. And I said, that's not the point.
We'll send you up another pair of panties.
That is not the point.
You should have seen her call Jeff. She got Jeff on speed dial.
I said,
and she said,
historic,
take care of this.
My ass. This is unacceptable.
What could they have said in that instance where you would have felt...
Oh
what,
my
what would
God!
You say?
I'm
you
so
tell us
sorry.
What the modern,
you're,
what
you're
about the
in
modern
hospitality.
Man?
Here's tell what us. The modern man would have said. Here, call me. I'm at
okay.
the front desk.
Ring, ring.
Hello. Yes, may I help you?
I just stuck my hand in the bathrobe pocket and I found someone else's panties.
That's must have been a surprise for you.
Yes, it was.
I can
young
imagine
man,
how you would feel?
Would you?
What did Susan say? I missed it.
Maybe they were historic panties.
Clearly.
They were kind of at a granny panty look to them. They were white cotton.
This was Flag Day, which was long since past Valentine's Day.
It was
Day.
So upsetting.
We always like to go to Kennebunkport.
Never recovered.
And then we couldn't this year, so we went to the Orcas. I'm still sorry about that, sister,
awful.
But I had a great laugh about it.
Oh.
Following that, she wouldn't pick up anything with the right hand. No. She would just hold it over her head very
for 7 months. It's great that I don't have to use my hands too much. So in
we're
life.
Too wealthy.
You don't harvest the nuts anymore?
Oh, God, no. No,
oh, darling, we've never had so to. Cute. We were born very wealthy. We will die very wealthy. Okay. No, we've never
heiresses,
had to work,
we don't.
No.
We don't work the fields. We don't even see the field. I don't even know if there's still fields
I don't
in Puerto
Rico. They probably make them in a microwave they somewhere. They might. In space, I don't know.
They might be made in Honduras. It's hard to say. Now, what have you had time to kind of think, what makes a man modern?
I have.
Well, tell me about it.
Well, first I was, you know, I've been thinking about this, the concept of masculinity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To start, right?
Yeah.
And, yes, we do too.
Yeah.
I think about it all the time.
24/7.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Well, what?
We love men.
What is it about men that
no,
you love?
No, no, don't trick us into giving an answer.
I like a forearm,
question.
If you're
so
asking.
I think
I like a forearm.
I like a hairless ankle.
Yeah. We have very different types of men. Thank God.
Yeah.
Saved us. Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Well, I think what makes man modern is actually, I think we're sort of on the forefront of finding it.
Ooh,
you know, we've
evolution happening. You think?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I look at my friends anyway, and it seems like we're different than the, you know, guys that came before us. And
okay, tell me about
yes,
it. How
we're very
so?
Curious
and
about
I
the men that came
true.
Before.
I mean, it's not just hairstyles.
Well, I see a lot of dudes wearing their babies. That seems new.
What does this mean?
Well, like in a ergo baby, they've got a pack,
nope,
like a kangaroo pouch.
No,
like a pouch.
Like a kangaroo.
Like they're actually
like a canvas
evolving.
Pouch.
Like a baby purse.
Oh, canvas.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a handbag.
It.
It's breathable.
And
you
put the baby in it.
Like you say, here, wife, let me hold the baby for you. And so
oh,
that, you
these
know,
are for people who don't have like nanny.
Oh, like, okay,
yeah,
I got it.
There's no like Mary Poppins in this picture.
Okay, so if you were going to hold your baby.
And so he's wearing his child.
You would not see that a generation ago.
And this
so.
Is a big
no.
difference we see
I
now.
Think that's a big one, yeah.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. like, the connection with the children
yeah.
that they begetted.
Yes.
It's different now.
It's different.
It's not like you come in smoking at the end of the day. You have a little
wait,
of Collins Wood.
Let me back up and say the very first, I don't think that there is such a thing as a modern man. So I know I said something.
All men are old fashioned.
I said that there's a frontier, and I think that it's a small section of men.
A sliver.
What do you call yourselves? The baby wearing brothers? What?
On speed. Yeah, when we call each other out for beers.
Yeah.
I have a group
baby
text.
Wearing
really
for the modern man.
For the modern man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, but masculinity is a big like thing that
it's broad.
Is. Yeah. That.
Well,
that's
totally
not going
different.
Away. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I don't think there is a modern man.
Interesting.
We're not there yet.
But we're moving toward one, maybe.
Well, what's the opposite? The past man, the Neanderthal man? What's the big difference then?
Well,
the men of our generation were not wearing babies. Let me tell you that.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They didn't even claim most of their babies.
That's true.
And when they did, there was no interaction. There was a lot of smoking.
Get that.
And there was some barbecuing every now
shut
and
him up.
Then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why does Johnny act so weird?
Yeah.
He takes after your side of the family.
Yeah. What, does he have a twitch? Get
my
him out,
God.
Get him
is
out
he
of
twitching?
My sight.
Is he twitching? Oh my God, he's twitching more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, you know, and don't cry, suck it up.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
That kind of stuff.
You mean for men not
yeah.
to cry? What,
yeah.
Do you cry?
Yeah.
How often?
Can you do it right now?
Like on the weekly? What are we talking
about?
I thought you said only on the weekends.
My iWatch gives me like reminders to
cry.
It's like with the ovulation schedule.
Yeah.
Careful. The waterworks are going to start.
Can you tell us the last time you cried? The last thing you cried about? Or maybe that's too much. Maybe
No. Actually, it was really recent. A friend that died.
Oh. Now we're going to cry.
That's sad.
We just hate death.
Cry.
You know what? It reminds us that we might one day.
But
so
I'll tell you what. And
it.
This is true. Men of our generation would not cry when
the friend
died.
Mm-mm.
They wouldn't cry when their mother died. They wouldn't cry when their wife died. Unless you're George Burns.
Because
well,
George
he cried
Burns
when Gracie
fabulous.
Died.
He wrote a whole book about it.
It was
about
so
crying?
Sweet.
Beautiful man.
Oh, no. About his wife dying.
Oh. Yeah. I like George Burns.
Yeah.
Great guy.
In fact, I have a quote of George Burns to share with
you.
Isn't that funny that we're talking about George Burns? Anyway, we have some. We have what we call leading questions. If you're stumbling with this topic,
and I've got some questions too.
Do real men eat quiche?
Yeah.
If it's gluten free, I'm sure he was going to say that.
Interesting.
Yeah. Why wouldn't a man eat quiche?
Well, it's a delicate
brunch affair.
You know, people would think that's for someone with a limp wrist, you know, sort of like a Mr. Ropa type person would think this.
Unless you're in a trailer and some, you know, fabulous Filson sister walks in with a quiche in hand.
And she's going to eat it.
That a private chef had made for you.
You'd say, of course I'll eat that.
Yeah. Of course she'll eat that.
But you know what? This is my worry.
So what's I guess the other question, would a modern man cook a quiche?
Well, I should hope so.
Would a modern man eat a quiche that's not gluten-free, though? This is my question that nobody's
answering.
With
a real wheat
here.
Crust.
Yeah, real wheat, people. And a lot of butter.
Would you eat it?
Yeah.
And meat. Wow. How about some, not some conflict-free prosciutto, but just some some bacon you get out of the store?
Yes, I do that, too.
Quiche wow. Lorraine. She was so lucky to have a quiche named after. Why haven't we had a quiche named after us?
And Crepe Suzette. Who is she? Where did she go?
Oh, she's actually, a hot number. We know Crepe Suzette.
We met her at a party at Merv Griffin's.
Oh, my God. And with the beret, it was a little bit idiosyncratic.
Too much, but you can understand why men were attracted and, you know, she
was
got the
always
whole,
barefoot, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, unknown thing. She had very tiny feet. Mm-hmm. She was bound at an early age.
Yep.
Well,
speaking from
the masculine point of view, that sounds pretty great.
You like that? You love small families.
Oh, good. You should be able to answer this next question. What's with all the serial killing and why all the raping? I just want to get to the point.
Actually, that was my question, too.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I wrote in
Let's
my
leading
question.
Let's
Can we
it.
Talk about modern masculinity without talking about rape culture?
Yeah. I don't think we can.
We can't talk. I mean, you know, violence against women. Until that is...
Take your thyroid.
Thank you.
Until that's dealt with, there's no modern masculinity that I'd be proud of.
Will we be there? Will we get there? I mean, it's so invasive. You almost don't even recognize it sometimes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, invasive, more...
Pervasive.
It's in our face all the time, and we're not this whole... I know, this is not our show. This is someone else's show, but the hopes and prayers, thoughts and prayers...
Oh, give me a break.
I'm tired of this bullshit. Really?
Yeah. In action.
It's
time to evolve. It's time for us to evolve as a culture. And
I know you're doing your part because I'm sure you're not gearing up to shoot the school out. I'm sure they have a school out here. And the kids don't dress like
they do. Do they have
school
schools?
They don't brush their hair either.
I think it's only homeschooled here. I really couldn't say.
I don't know. But I just am assuming that the male amongst us this afternoon is not someone who has violent tendencies. I mean, what makes the difference between you and your fellows?
So... You're on the social media. You've seen the hashtag Me Too.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, we're very familiar with this movement.
So what happened? So for me, it was like a look back and all of my friends that are guys, and I'm like, which one of you jerks did something that I would not be proud of being of your friend?
Did you look at yourself first, though?
I asked my wife to look at me.
What'd she say?
You've done something bad.
But was it with the wife? Or
No. But she's like, you've done something and you didn't realize it.
Of course.
Here's the thing. That's part of the battle, right?
We're all complicit. We're all complicit, men and women. More so men.
Blinded. More so men. Definitely. Let's move on.
I want to dig into this for a minute because I want to know, when you're looking around at your friends, do you see things and you say, God, I got to say something. These guys are acting like idiots.
See something, say something.
Yeah.
Is that a modern man?
But it's hard. But when do you see that, though?
Standing up for humanity is one thing. Standing up, you know.
My mom raised me, and so she was the shining example. Whenever she saw something, especially parents like spanking a kid or talking badly down to a kid, she would just go off.
What'd she do? What would she do?
She would walk up over right up to them and say, "You need to calm down. 10 seconds." And she total strangers.
She'd say 10 seconds.
It'd be so embarrassing.
Oh my God. And would it work?
I'd be mortified. Oh, I mean, she'd come back all fired up, and my brother and I would be like, oh, roll her eyes. There she goes again. She'd go off like a cannon.
A crusader, a firecracker.
Oh yeah, she was unstoppable. And I mean, and she would go out of her way if she saw something bad happen in a car and somebody else. I mean, she was like a crusader.
She took care of people.
Did anybody ever
strike
back?
Thank you to Aunt Lawrence's mother.
Did they strike back or yell back at her?
No, I mean, I think if you ever call anybody out, especially in public, they stop.
They stop cold.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if she really made some changes for people that they thought,
she had Aunt Lawrence.
She raised a young man who was a modern man. Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, one brother. And he's probably a little more modern than I am.
Even more so.
What do you mean more modern?
How so?
Well, you know,
silk sheets?
He's fancier.
He's
waxing?
Fancy. What? Like metrosexual?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, a gentleman's a haircut.
Oh, you should see him. He wears a little scarf. Oh,
a dapper. He's dapper. A real Beau Brummel.
I like
it. Heart of gold.
Ah. Do you think he would like this whiskey or just the packaging?
No, packaging, yes.
Whiskey, no.
Yeah.
Just awful.
The packaging does not make a good
one. Bottoms up.
I'm drinking because they always do.
Yeah.
And we'll try this beer.
Oh, good.
Oh, I love that.
Excuse me.
I like that too. Because we're getting ready for our next segment, Hot or Not.
This is a fun segment. This is our fun one.
Oh,
my favorite.
Pop that beer open. Oh, there's my second thyroid.
Take your second thyroid pill. Okay, good. Okay. Oh, there it is. Look at that beautiful beer.
Did we hear it pop on the radio? Oh, well, I got another one.
Yeah. Let me take a picture of this. So tell me about this beer. This doesn't have a label on it or anything.
I made it.
You make beer?
Excuse me? What is more masculine than a man who makes his own beer?
There's nothing more masculine than this.
I think not.
Who drinks it off of his...
Classy. That reminded me of the cocaine that we had last weekend.
Yeah.
But it wasn't off of that. Oh,
look at this beer. It's so dark and beautiful.
I love dark beer. You know that.
I know it.
Oh, salud.
Do that. Do that again. I'm gonna get a picture. Get a picture. Beautiful. Okay. What'd you make? What'd you make here?
As dark as my heart.
So this is a black IPA, and it's made with...
Black IPA.
No, but not like that.
Oh, here we go again.
Fun. Fun.
Like crusading. Make black eyes. And so, and then hops grown from the island.
What?
Hippity. You know, we can't even get a reservation after 8 p.m. here. And he says there's hops growing on this
Somebody's
island.
Growing
we
hops.
Really need to get around.
This looks delicious.
It is legal.
And it is delicious.
I love this.
It's creamy. It's rich.
It is creamy. Yep.
So nice. What do you call it?
And the taste.
It's called the Woods Woman.
The Woods Woman.
I didn't even think about the name. That's so funny.
Oh,
so
you are a modern man.
It's, you know what you're doing.
It's inspired after my wife, who's outdoorsy. And
you
does have a wife. That was going to be one of my questions.
Well, I brought this.
Oh, what is
photo.
This?
This is Mary and I on our
it's
wedding
a couple
day.
Couple of people necking.
You're beautiful.
I think it's my when I like it's if I had a, like a masculinity sort of collection of masculinity moments. This is might be my favorite masculinity moment.
Marrying I love the way you're clutching your hands as you're kind of nibbling on the south area of her jaw region.
Gorgeous.
Well, very pretty. What is her name?
Mary Wait. Lawrence.
Younger woman,
Matt
yes.
And Mary?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Cute. The cutest monograms ever on your pillows. That's fabulous.
I didn't do that, but that's a good
it looks
idea.
Looks like you're cradle robbing here. She's a young
She's a little
thing.
Younger than I am. Yeah.
Wow.
But I was pretty young there, too.
How long ago
it's
were you
been
married?
A long time.
11 years.
11 years.
Oh, wow. Where were we 11 years ago? Married also, but not to Mary.
I can't remember who we were married to 11 years ago.
No.
But what was great about
seven.
This masculinity moment was that it was coupled with femininity. It was coupled with
the balance, the yin,
and
the
not
yang.
Just Mary, but also a sort of gentleness and hope for the future.
Beautiful.
We don't have any hope. We just have fun though. Don't you think?
Fun's enough when you don't have hope.
Yeah. You got it, but we have each other and you have Mary and that's lovely.
So sweet. Good for you. Right. Congratulations.
Would Thanks. You like to try our hot or
Let's
not?
Let's do hot or not. Yeah,
oh,
hot or
I
not.
Love okay. this. Would
Here we
you
go.
Like to start, sister?
I'll start it.
All right.
Mansplaining, hot or not?
Not.
Great.
Next, Dances with Wolves, like with the manly Kevin Costner. So, do you need to be in nature to feel like a natural man? Is this hot or not?
I know.
Well, with Kevin Costner's butt?
I love that scene. Yeah,
you know that it was a double.
Oh, well then hot.
Okay.
Okay, next.
Beer drinking.
Hot.
Beer bellies.
Not.
Capri pants for men, a.k.a. Heprees, also known as caprinuses.
Not.
Okay,
no.
Good to know.
I just want you to say that. Caprinuses.
I didn't know they were called that. That's
sure, right. sure.
Hot or not. Man crushes, man dates, bros before hoes. Hot or not.
Doesn't sound
he
hot.
He says he's not. He acted like he's not familiar with this.
God
I'm familiar,
hose.
But I just, I'm not.
God and hoes.
Hot.
Great.
Missionary style.
He's
hot.
He choked a little bit on his IPA. Man buns.
What is that?
Like it's not Kevin Costner. We're not talking about
him. He has long
him.
Hair and he wears
he
a little
wears
bun.
Oh, yeah.
Shaggy
like
bun.
Like
no, yeah. There's one right next door.
There's many.
Yeah.
There's
I got to go hot because, you know.
Because like you think it. He's listening.
I've always wanted one.
Have
but
you
mine,
really?
Yeah, but my hair just kind of goes out.
Afro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got
so
the, like
just,
the Jufro, but you're not a Jew.
You got like the Rosanna Dana.
The Rosanna Dana Dana?
Yeah.
Well, I grew it long enough where I could like pull it out in front and like taste it. And then I was like,
taste
this is
it. Sorry
because
to
then
hear
it
this.
Gets long and you don't people put
no.
hair in their mouth?
I've never heard of it.
People do that. And then I was like, I'm cutting this off.
Okay, so man buns, where are you at with this? Yes or no?
We went hot, yeah.
You like it.
Okay, spanking.
Hot.
Parenting.
That didn't take long. Hot.
Okay, that was fun.
That was super fun.
Thank
you. You know what else is fun? Other people's kids. Do you and your monogrammed twin have offspring?
We do.
How many offspring?
Three?
That's
houseful. Many. Wait,
houseful.
Are they all from the same mother?
Yeah. And same father?
How do you know?
I was there.
Wow. Good for you. Confidence.
This
I like
the,
that
this
in a
was
man.
The George Burns I was thinking of. He said, it's not premarital sex if you have no intention of getting married. I don't think that's his accent.
No, but I liked
so
it.
Funny.
It added gravitas.
And then I
to
just
it.
Did this with like a lower old man voice.
It was sort of more
he's a
like,
modern man.
I liked it.
Oh my
well, your
God.
Wife must be delightful. Yeah, tell us we're not wrong.
No, she's wonderful. The best.
Does she have some masculine qualities?
Are you
qualities
worried she's living?
She does. No, she absolutely does.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, she's, you know, courageous. And I mean, anybody, I think any woman that has, you know, had a child is brave and has that's a masculine quality.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
And being in a relationship, a healthy relationship, does you feel like that allows you to incorporate some of your femininity and that's part of your masculinity?
It's the yin
and
the yang.
Yeah.
You know, the Millie and the vanilla.
Yeah.
You have to have both.
You have
to
have to
make
both.
It work.
You have to.
You have to have the ebony and the ivory.
Mm-hmm. And the sweet and the salty.
Exactly. Yes. Or savory. I mean, depending. Yeah. The hairy and the hairless ankle. Like you and I.
That's why we do so well together.
And still we get along.
Yeah.
Do you think it's manly to still date your wife after you've taken out like a small line of credit just to hire a babysitter for this? That's the three amigos, and you want to go on and have a little date night on Vashon. For God's sake, I don't know
where.
I have no idea. But I mean, what do you think about it? I mean, is a modern man still romantic? Is there a fine line to that?
Yeah.
Do you remember to
hold the door open?
Now
the door? What?
Yeah, like, do you hold the door for your wife?
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You go around to the car and you open the door
now,
for her?
Is that
not
modern?
All the time, but
is that modern, though? Are you usurping the masculine
like
parts
it.
Of her feminine?
I tell
you. No, you
it.
And I like
love
it.
It.
We were
she
born...
does like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you pick up the tab?
Most of the time, except when I forget my wallet in the car.
Yeah.
Do you guys, you have joint checking accounts?
We do.
All right. That's
romantic.
So funny. That's so cute when people.
So romantic.
What about this concept of, I'm like, I'm going to babysit my kids? Isn't it called fathering?
It's parenting.
Weird.
I don't like it.
I got to go. I got to babysit my kids.
We're going to say not.
Got to run.
On that
not.
One.
Yeah. Hot.
Forget it.
Okay, where do you go out on a date? What's
what do you make resis?
We have been going to Gravy right next
gravy.
Door.
Delicious.
Yeah, we do
and
love
it. Smells so good.
Yeah.
It smells
and
so good.
And Pepe and Dre are awesome.
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
And
handsome. Oh, he's a handsome
oh,
man.
I was going to say, and he looks pretty good,
she's
too.
She's handsome, too. But he's got a little something.
Yeah, I didn't really notice that. I went over there for a beer right before I got over here. And,
oh, did you?
Yeah, and we had
a little pre-funk.
We talked a little
and
bit.
And you didn't notice how handsome he is?
I hadn't until just now.
Until the end of the beer.
Works like that.
And then, you know, we'll maybe there's a movie or the Vashon Center for the Arts also has a lot of great programming. David Grisman is coming to town.
Who's that?
He's a mandolin
he's
player.
He's the dog. Hello.
Yeah, there you go. See, how do you know this?
Tickets. I've got tickets. I have tickets for my sister. I was going to surprise
nice.
Her.
Oh,
is she listening
he's the
right
dog?
Now?
What is the dog?
He's fabulous. Hello. Later, okay. Hippie.
I can't wait.
Nancy
so we'll see you
and
there.
Anne?
Yes.
Oh, actually,
Anne,
that brings
Anne,
in
Nancy.
Should we jump ahead to Who's Touching You Now?
Oh, let's do that. It sounds great.
And Susan, can we go to Who's Touching You Now?
The time is flying by.
This is our favorite segment,
actually.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't even believe
it's
already.
It's a very favorite segment. You're going to have to close your
eyes.
This
is great.
Okay.
I know you cannot tell us apart anything. I want you to close your eyes.
Where should I put my hands?
Be able to tell us.
Anywhere you like.
I'm going to turn Mary's picture over because she's not going to want to watch this.
Okay. Here we go. As the music begins.
This is from the acclaimed finger-picking artist, Charo. Okay, who's touching you now?
Who's touching you now?
But wait, I'm not sure which one's which.
Who's touching you now? Like velvet. So soft.
Does he moisturize?
He must.
Wow.
Can you tell who's touching
who's
you now?
Who's touching you now? Identical twin sisters since birth.
He's enjoying this so much. Mary, if you're listening, he's really
embracing
it. He's
crying because it's not you.
I think the
this would be considered bad taste.
He's conflicted about what he's feeling right now for some much Listen, older women.
When you agreed to be on this show, it was implied consent for all of this touching.
Didn't Jeff send you the disclaimer?
He signed it. He signed it.
You signed the waiver. You can open your damn eyes. He's crying like a baby.
That was fun. Thank you, Matt, for going along.
You know what? I feel like I don't even need my progesterone cream now.
I agree.
Don't you? Yeah, I feel great.
I feel great. Can we call Jim?
Energized.
Are we ready to call Jim?
Let's call Jim at the Chamber of Columbus.
Do you need that number, Suze? Let me send it to you. Sister, why don't you tell your news story, and I'm going to send it.
Oh, my God. All right.
You have something in the news for us?
There's so much in the news right now, but Matthew Lawrence, are you sitting down? Sean Puffy Combs has changed his name again.
To P. Diddy.
No, listen ahead. What? His AKA reads like a long drug interaction disclaimer. It's ridiculous. Here's some top names. Puff Daddy.
Okay.
Puffy.
Yeah.
P. Diddy.
What?
Diddy. Sean.
Yeah.
Sean. Wasn't it already Sean? Swag. He didn't need to change it to Sean. It was already Sean.
He wants to include this. Just Sean. He's evolving.
Oh, just Sean.
Here's a direct quote from Sean, the person formerly known as Sean. He's evolving and in search for the person he lost among his different personalities and nicknames. Oh. What would his mother say? And what the hell is her name, by the way?
So his name is what now? Love.
His name is Love.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Love
conquers all.
Conquers all.
He must have seen
I was going to say complicates.
Complicates all. Maybe he saw Wonder Woman.
I didn't see Wonder Woman. Tell us the reference.
That's it.
I mean, what does it have to do with Sean P. Diddy?
Well, this is a good segue, right? Because because Diana is a Greek goddess,
right?
Naturally,
Amazonian.
We're familiar with it.
Yeah. So she is played by this amazing actress and
with a very funny name, Gabibadab.
I can't say it.
Gabibadab.
Bagibada.
Gabubashabadaba.
And so there's a moment where she could have done something bad, but she but didn't because love is the most important thing and it should guide all of our decisions.
What do you believe? You think that's true?
Yeah, love? And I think that's when we'll get to our modern masculinity. How can we intertwine the two, right? Because masculinity is not bad and femininity is not bad.
But you got to have both.
It's what we've got.
It's what we've got.
Some of us are not even born with what we think we got. Think about that. Think about the confusion. What do you think it's life going, like this life going through my entire eternity looking exactly like myself? And I look good.
I look great. You brought some props tonight, Matt.
Yeah.
What you got?
What is this?
So I brought a piece of wood.
So a man loves his wood? Is that what you're getting at?
Old news.
Oh, yeah.
But you dressed a bit like a lumberjack, too, which
I
love.
Chopped this tree down.
Oh, okay. Hot stuff.
Very modern.
Right. Not modern, right? It's very old. But, and then I, bucked it with a chainsaw split it with a splitting axe.
Wow.
And so when we were talking, I'm trying to gather my
moments. I'm sorry if you're listening.
Someone just turn up the heat.
Yeah.
Masculinity, which is, so marriage, and then also, harvesting wood from our property.
This seems like a reasonable sense
of masculinity where you are, you see,
accomplish something.
Well, there's accomplishment and there's certainly a large amount of bravery in taking the tree down and physical strength.
Absolutely.
And then the beers that I drank afterwards.
Yes.
But thinking about this log makes it sort of not very masculine and more sort of like intellectual and more feminine, I would say.
The intellectualism, the more feminine side, perhaps, where the physical sounds very bipolar to me. Well, that's what I love.
I'm wondering that. I know.
Mix and match. I know.
You love a light.
I like to pour raisinettes in my popcorn.
A light diagnostic criteria with my sister. I mean, if it's just a little, a skosh off.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm
that really intrigues her.
So the trick is going to be making this this blend happen,
yeah,
right?
Right.
With the feminine and the masculine with our kids, both you know,
yes,
both our daughter.
What gender?
Are you
our,
suggesting that we should have children together when you say all kids?
He was looking right at
I'm
me.
Game.
He's
I'm a bit
right
old,
at
but I'm game.
Willing She's to too old.
I'm willing to experiment. My mind is open.
The cultural our kids.
Capital O.
Yeah, the planet's our kids.
The planet's children.
Because at least for the States, masculinity in other countries is defined differently and is really scary in some places.
Yeah,
what is defined by masculinity. Like the rights of masculinity when you become a man.
Yes.
And what you have to do to become a man.
Yes.
And that's the part that actually scares me in this country is what do we have to do to become a man?
What do we do? We don't have any rituals anymore.
Right. And so there's bad rituals that are unspoken.
Yeah. Like what? What do you experience as a young man?
I mean, I think going out and getting what should be yours.
Right.
Hazing also.
Hazing's a part of that.
I almost said man on man, but the males pushing the male envelope to be male, more male.
Uh-huh. So,
fraternal organizations.
Right. Yeah, so that includes violence. And
absolutely.
Good violence, bad violence.
Good violence?
What does that mean?
What's good violence?
There is none. What song did you bring to us today and why?
I brought David Bowie, Heroes.
Oh, wonderful.
And it was I don't know if we've got it queued up right to the part.
Oh, we have it
but
queued up. Oh, to the part.
Now that, yeah,
I think
so you want to just play a little bit of it?
Yeah,
please. No more than 20 seconds, if you please, Susan. You can beat them forever and ever. Oh, we can be heroes just for one day. I love
So David Bowie, what I love about David Bowie, why I brought this song is because...
There's a modern man for you.
There it is.
Oh, totally right. Well,
we had some fabulous times with David Bowie. We miss him so much.
Yeah, I do. And so the song starts off with, I will be king.
Yeah.
And you will be queen.
Yes.
He doesn't say, you will be my queen.
Right.
That's right.
You know? I mean, it could have been such an easy trap for somebody that wasn't as keyed in as he was.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote, because there is a king and a queen, and they rule together.
He did it
together.
So beautifully.
He did it so beautifully,
The juxtaposition between
the feminine and the masculine,
and unabashedly himself in the creative genre.
And what could be sexier?
Perfection.
For years,
well, we have a whole bit about David Bowie in Amman. We thought he was married to a man for several years, but
we were invited by phone to his engagement party with a man.
So she actually is Amman. In this, she's the, well, that's another story, but the song is called Heroes, and actually this song was part of the reason why the Berlin Wall came down.
What?
And,
I didn't
and
know
Germany,
that.
Actually, also we had something to do with it, but you don't know that.
Well, that's a long story.
we have to do this again.
Oh, we will.
And Germany actually acknowledged him when they took the wall down. They acknowledged David Bowie and this song.
We could be heroes.
And so there's a moment between him, his engineer, and his engineer's girlfriend kissing in front of the wall, and that's where the song sort of started to blossom from. But so I love this idea that I think masculinity does have some of that hero piece to it.
Right.
It has that like wanting to go out there and conquer and take that risky step into a future that you don't know what it's going to be.
Yeah,
but you see the soft conquering that the feminine persuasion is making every day, right? We temper that. We temper the Calvinistic nature of a man to go out and to explore new regions and save the populace and have the mandates hyphenated. Do you know what I mean?
No.
No.
No, you do. Because the man
when
is going out
that?
To... And the woman, she's there. She's in the home place. She's the not the hunter anymore, but the gatherer. And she's tempering the... testosterone.
Speaking
of Mary,
the male.
Actually, Mary talks about that as well, that we are, the two of us, well, we believe that because we're married, we are of one sort of body.
Oh, I love
it. Which is
you complete
totally
me in all that.
At least twice
wild.
A month.
Wild.
And so, and we talk about how we perform a sort of whole responsibility in our community.
Yeah. As a unit.
And that, you know, mostly it's me talking to people and her dragging me home.
It's time for the nut of the night.
Put something in your mouth.
Suze, it's nut of the night time. And I have for us tonight a bag of nuts, cashews, roasted and salted from the nut sack. Oh, look, these aren't cashews. Oh, it says that it is.
Those look like mixed some nuts. Seeds.
Try it out.
Just pick
mixed
any
nuts is better.
Nut?
Any nut you want.
More than one.
Oh, yeah. This is our sponsor, the nut sack. Great. Okay, while we're eating this.
Anna and Nancy.
Let's do Dear Anna and Nancy while we eat this nut.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Okay. People write to us from all over this beautiful world of ours to ask questions, and you can do that too. Email us at TITS@famousphilsonsisters.com.
Very easy to remember.
It's an acronym for the identical twin sisters. All right? Yeah. And now here's a letter today we received by email. It says, Dear Anne and Nancy, I play pickup basketball with a bunch of my work buddies once a week. It's a group of guys that I really like, and I'd like to make inroads with them for professional reasons as well as personal. Pardon me, I got a little hazelnut in my throat. No, here's the problem. The vibe can get real macho. They like to trash talk, which is fine, but they also like to talk about women in the office and women they date in explicit and sometimes crude detail. It feels creepy to me, but I don't know what to say that will shut it down without insulting them or making myself a target. Help! Signed, Alan Alda, wannabe, in Mountain View, California.
Discuss.
All right, discuss.
I can take this.
Okay, let's go.
Alan. I think the best way to approach something like this is just asking questions. I mean, if you come in there guns blaring with something to say, you're going to, polarize yourself. But if you say, hey, I didn't hear all the details, but if you say, how would that make you feel? But like,
but like I'm rubbing your glue.
Right. Yeah.
Well, not even that. I mean, what was his problem again?
He loves these guys. He plays basketball, but then they want to talk.
They get explicit and crude, and they talk about women in the office. They talk about women they know.
Yeah, women
and
they
he's
date.
He's all for the.
He doesn't like it, but he doesn't know what to say.
What I would tell my son is just say, "I don't like the way you're talking."
Oh,
simple.
Pretty simple, actually.
That works in Vashon.
I don't like the way you're talking. And what if they say to you, "Get over it, Snowflake," or "Princess"?
Matt Lawrence, where do you hail from?
Chicago.
Oh, that explains it.
Well, there we go.
That explains
Our good engineer, Susan, also is from the Chicago area.
Yeah, I would say one of our cultural traits is that we don't bullshit and just sort of say it how it is.
Get to the point. Not here in the Northwest.
How do you deal with that with a Northwestern man?
The thing I just said about like asking a question and being that's probably the Northwestern thing, my training out here.
Yeah.
But yeah, if I were in Chicago, I would just be like, that's really dumb. What you're saying is really dumb.
Speaking of dumb, why are TV dads always idiots?
Yeah. And was yours? Our dad was a TV dad.
You go back as far as like, you know, Father Knows Best or Leave It to Beaver.
The
dad
even
was
that.
The wise. Well, they were so wise. And idiots.
I don't know what's going
ever
on.
Ever since where then, what's children? That about? And is there a TV dad you relate to?
Well, the Family Ties dad was like nice, great. But kind of
worked in public radio.
It feels like he was a little clueless.
Was he kind of useless?
What's going on with my conservative children?
He was a little useless. Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael J. Fox was fabulous, though.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I'm trying to think of a TV dad. That's a great question.
Do you get TV out here on Vashon? We should, you know, that should have been the first question.
Yeah, they may not even get TV.
Think like a lawyer.
No, we do have TV.
First question. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
do you watch the boob tube regularly?
We watch sports.
Sports. Very masculine.
Okay.
You watch a lot of sports.
Even the Mary?
The Mary.
The Mary?
Well, we watch it with the sound off.
Excuse me?
Sounds like a compromise.
I just got a picture
it's
of your
compromise.
Sex life. And I'm sorry.
Oh, boy. Well, I think we've given Alan Alda a little bit to think about. Just be honest. Tell me you don't like it. Grow a pair, Alan. Right?
Yeah,
and we've heard
seriously.
That Jim Marsh was not available at the Vashon
we'll
Chamber of Commerce. This man is useless. I don't know who's paying
we
him.
We call him. He doesn't answer. It's. He's,
what did you want him for?
We often have emergencies.
It's a segment in our show.
Oh,
we come to town.
Yeah.
We call Jim. He He even has like a special song, for God's sake. We call and we ask a lot of, sometimes it's a lost and found question. There's a certain festival coming up.
A lot of fun.
We talk about lodging.
You could always call me.
We talk about gay bars.
Could we call you?
And he usually
he'd be a representative for us.
You could always call me.
He rarely has anything good to say. Oh, yeah. What? Yeah, that's called him. But he wasn't available, right?
No, but ask Matt.
Oh, let's... Ask Matt.
He'll know.
This is like a new show.
He's tuned in.
Why don't we just drop Jim
Ask
Matt.
Ask Matt.
We were talking about a little promise keepers, a little beaten on the drum kind of situation. If there was a man camp for the testosterone troubled out here on Vashon.
Does you do this? Do you come out here into the woods as a club of men and like...
Does he?
Is this such a thing? Like a camp? Can you come out here and like...
It seems like everybody out here is like
that. Beat a drum and be a man together.
You're wearing
war paint on.
You're wearing your caprinuses and your man buns.
I was recently invited to a men's group.
Tell us about it. We want to hear about this.
Well,
the drums?
What happened was...
I would love to be in that.
So I was walking out of... I was dropping a kid off and picking no one up, and there was a dad, and we were walking to the cars together, and I don't know him very well, and I was like, oh yeah, this one guy just invited me to a men's group, and he was like, yeah, that's weird, but we have a men's group and you can join. It's like,
so
wait,
there's a number of men groups.
There must be groups. The only men's group I've ever participated in is at a bar around a table.
Men's group.
Would you please join so then you can come report back?
Oh, would you
go undercover?
Undercover has a loose connotation there. But if you could do it as just sort of little PI work for the Famous Filson Sisters, that'd be fabulous. Because there's no way we're going to ever pass our masculine.
No, we're very feminine, very buxom.
Beautiful.
We've got a delicate jawline.
Yeah, very hairless in most places you would expect it.
I would be willing to pretend like I was interested to go to one and then come back with a report.
All right, it's deal.
Ask Matt.
It's done. Ask Matt, and he gets it done.
It's going to be a new series.
Tell us what's coming up for you. What are you working on? What are you developing? We haven't even talked about you. Career. We know you make beer. Is this a hobby? Is this a career? What's happening?
You chop down trees.
I'm gonna keep
a lot of offspring.
I'm gonna keep the trees as a hobby and the beer as a profession. So coming up soon will be a new brewery on the island.
Wow, and this is exciting.
A tap room, and it's
tap room.
Yeah, so you
tap dancing and beer is very yin and yang.
I think
very
it's massive. Very.
Have you
very,
ever
very.
Done? Have the Filson sisters ever done like a live?
We've
event?
Kind of done it all. Excuse moi. We are a live event, honey.
Well, maybe you could do something at the brewery.
Oh, honey, we would love that. Anywhere men gather, you can count on us.
I know you do live events. I actually really wanted to go to The Price is Right.
I
love that show. It's one of my... I've heard great stuff
we
about
love the
it.
Dove.
People told me.
Fantastic.
Yeah, people told me. I've heard great
the
stuff.
The Dove Project
Look
is doing
Instagram for beautiful.
So, yeah, actually, I'm so glad you mentioned the Dove Project. Okay. That is what we should say right now. Like, who is the modern man? The modern masculinity?
Yeah.
Is defined by how much you're giving to the Dove Project every month.
The Dove Project,
and
which
you.
Combats
you know
domestic
what?
Violence.
We help them pay the bills so they can help others. That's the whole point of it, people.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Matt, what's your brewery going to be called?
Camp Colville's Brewing Company.
Camp Colville's.
I love alliteration.
I love alliteration.
Beards, balls, and beers. Camp
so
Colville's
is the body of water that separates Seattle and Vashon. Around
perfect.
So you pass that water as you come over, and you know, beer is water.
It's the water.
I love it. It's in the water. Oh wait, that's someone else's.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
It's already been taken.
So Nathan Schaefer is going to be our brewer.
Oh, I know Nathan. What
Nathan's
a handsome
awesome.
Fellow.
He is handsome.
Oh,
and Scotty
I think
also
he worked
handsome
on the
devil.
Yard.
Scotty Mack?
Yeah. He worked on one of our yards. I love this. Not Scotty Mack, but the Schaefer.
So the three of us are getting into some, we're gonna get into some trouble.
And this first one is called the Dark-Eyed PA.
The Dark-Eyed
PA. The Woods Woman.
Dark-Eyed PA.
It's called the Woods Woman. Yeah.
But she doesn't have a black eye. It's a black eye PA.
Speaking of the Dove Project.
Right.
I am so excited. If you look at him, he lit up when he started talking about
I'm pretty excited about it.
Oh, it's
honestly,
fabulous.
I didn't know if he had a job. I didn't know if the modern man does that.
Does
they
the
work,
modern
do
man
they work,
work?
Anymore?
You know, I think generally we have a problem with production. Like, we don't make things. We go to a cafe and we work on our computers and it's weird.
Look busy.
Yeah, look busy. Right.
Trickles of income, streams, little tiny.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm excited to be making something.
How about the original house dad, right?
Who was
John
the original
Lennon?
House
I would
dad?
Say it was John Lennon.
Oh, that's
he gave up his career to raise his son, Sean.
Honey,
he regretted what he had done
with
Julian. Different situation.
It's got to be different.
But he gave it all up.
Do you have records and records of income producing material out there that, that provides you royalties every month?
You just drink it.
Well, it was delicious.
So delicious.
I loved it. Thank you to our musky man guest, Matt Lawrence.
Matt Lawrence, thank you.
And we'll see you next month right here on the broadcast. We hate to say goodbye, but we gotta. You know what? Goodbye and stay beautiful,
Vishon. Keep doing what you're doing.